is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, are invited to bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Thus, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, Mark, why don't you do the recap? I normally do that. What have we been talking about tonight?
We've been talking about mixing the genetic material of humans and critters, and sort of the moral implications, the possible real world implications, and people have called in
and how people feel.
Yeah, people feel about it. People have called in with scary stories about possible futures. People have called in saying, "Bring on the technology." People have said, "This is awful." Mengele, my favorite of the evening. One gal said that messing with animals at all, messing with their lives is immoral. And I think that this is an interesting stand, the stand of sort of a vegetarian. I think it's neat.
1-800-259-9231. The story that sparked it all was from the Daily Mail, where they talk about some of the experiments that have been going on just within the last 3 years over in the UK. They don't really focus on anywhere else in the world, but it is happening elsewhere as well. And I think that the part that I've been repeating here over and over is that the three different types of experimentation that they illuminate here. Let's see. There are animal eggs fertilized by human sperm, known as hybrids. There are human nucleus that are implemented into an animal cell, a cybrid, and a chimera in which human cells are mixed with animal embryos. And the scientists are saying that this is a moral imperative, that this is something that must be done because mankind could benefit. We could cure diseases, debilitating diseases. You could help kids and all kinds of folks. You never know what's going to come out of this. And others are saying, you never know what's going to come out of this. There could be worldwide disease. There could be destruction. There could be military super soldiers, and etc. We go to you and your thoughts. We'll start with Eric, listening in Florida to Tampa's WFLA. Hello, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Well, we're doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I want to say this is probably one of the most exhilarating shows that I've heard on the radio. And
wait, this show in particular or Free Talk Live in general?
Free Talk Live in general and this show, this topic of bioengineered knuckleheads. real quick, this can segue into a million different topics, and I want to keep it short and sweet, but I lost my eyesight, and I use a service animal, a guide dog. Mm. Now, number one, if they can make me as cute as my guide dog, look out, world. But how should I say this? I lost it through one of the 20th century or one of the 18th century's inventions or discoveries, electricity. So
really?
I run the gambit. So should.
How did you lose? If I might ask, how did you lose your eyesight based on electricity?
I was taking chances. I was skydiving at night. So that's a real no. No baloney.
Did you skydive
right
into power lines? I mean, how did that?
I was setting up on a final approach, and winds aloft were screaming, and basically I passed close enough to a high voltage step down transformer for it to arc.
It will arc into.
Arm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man, I'd do it all over again because I had fun doing it.
Well, that's a heck of a
wow.
Season.
That must have been fun.
Let it go on with this story.
It was a good ride, man. But you got these. I think all that this is based on one's perception and value system. Now, some people have their values based in their heart. Other people have their values based in their head. And other people, well, we don't know where they get. They're a bunch of knuckleheads. But real quick, I do not, based on my quote unquote disability or whatever. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that there will ever be a cure for cancer published or broadcast. And I furthermore do not believe that they'll even find something as simple as a quote-unquote cure for diabetes. There is too much money to be made by the, big pharma, if you will, in sequestering information.
It's certainly it's an interesting conspiracy theory, and one that probably is backed up to some extent, the idea that there are a very limited amount of companies out there that
cartels
have the favor of the federal government, and they are able to pass medications through the FDA's process, which costs billions of dollars. If we actually had a free market in medicine, then I think you would be wrong. I
totally agree. I completely agree with that. And I just want to, you know, it's a yin-yang. You talked about up, down, positive, negative. It's a yin-yang thing going on in Great Britain. Now, who's going to, quote-unquote, regulate the researchers? You know, who's going to set those standards? And we all have to, it all has to be based on a trust and value system. Now, where I believe that animals are on Earth, or we're the supposed higher class of species here, being a human being, I've seen some evil things in the world perpetrated by human beings.
Oh, man,
and
sure.
I've also seen the beauty, you know, that, let's say, the lowly pig can provide. It provides nourishment. It provides research as far as anyone who's been burned can depending on the severity of their burn, receive probable pork products or pig skin genetically, you know, modified and cleaned and everything as part of the skin graft. So, it's, you know, again, it's a yin-yang. However,
that
said, I do not appreciate genetically modified foodstuffs and food stores because the human body doesn't necessarily recognize. We've all had a cheese product called Velveeta, I presume, on a cheeseburger or something. Yeah, it's really good, but guess what? It's not real cheese, and the body doesn't identify it as cheese. So there is a fine, there's a very fine line here. And as far as it going back to,
you know, I think that this whole genetically modified food paranoia is really mostly that. Obviously, there is the possibility of something going wrong. But on the other hand, Mark, I think, made the most salient point on that last hour, and that was that it's feeding people, or it has the potential to feed people, that otherwise would be very hungry.
And I've got to say, though, I generally don't eat genetically modified organisms. That's the way I
choose to
live.
Wait a minute, Mark. Do you buy apples at the store?
I do buy apples at
the store. Aren't those genetically modified?
Some are, some aren't. Some are heritage brands. We're growing as much of my food as I can.
I see.
Well, here's a point. If you've eaten a chicken in North America, particularly in the United States, that's a hybrid going back to eugenics or selected parenthood of modifying chickens to become fatter, more plump, more juicy, and, as a matter of fact, to be kosher. So that's where that all comes from. I think it was like 1947 or something. But getting back,
are you saying you don't eat chickens?
Dude, I will chow down on a chicken kebab in 2 seconds.
Okay.
But anyway, I mean that's the.
Well, so are you all right with the selective breeding, for instance? I mean, that's modification to some extent. Is that okay with you?
Not. All right. This is very touchy here. My value system says that I do believe that there can be intelligent design coupled with scientific coaxing, if you will. I don't think that we should, you know, harvest quote unquote human beings to go fight some knucklehead war. You got a problem with somebody, you man up. That's my opinion. But how this goes all the way back to the, you know, everybody's old Joseph Mengele. Yeah, well, if there wasn't God, you know, God forbid this sound comes across wrong, we wouldn't have an interstate highway system if it wasn't for the obsessive compulsive disorder of Germany in the 1930s.
I think we would have probably figured out roads that are a little more efficient.
Well, but I mean, Eisenhower took the ball and ran with it. You know, this I don't want to get too deep here, but this is one of the most exhilarating topics I've heard.
Thanks, Eric. I'm glad you're enjoying it, and I thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it out there. Wow, an amazing story. Losing your sight because of skydiving too close to a power transformer and it zapped you. Incredible.
Also, he says his service animal gets a lot of attention, and you know, people are really drawn to guide dogs. They really are, because they guide dogs are busy doing their work, and everybody thinks, man, what a great dog. And it's because they've been trained well, and
sure,
you know, good dogs are well trained, in my opinion. So, but, you know, you've got to leave the service dogs alone unless, I mean, they do kind of go on break at times, but
usually you can ask the person's permission to pet the service dog. That's usually the appropriate way to approach in that particular case. Reminds me of my ex-girlfriend down in Florida. She bought one of the service vests for our dog down there.
Uh-huh.
So she could take it into different buildings and such.
they have to let
dogs in.
Yeah.
The service dogs. They'll ban all other dogs, but if it's a service dog, then your dog can come in. And if it's wearing a service vest, no one questions it.
Nope. 800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves. It's an authoritative dog. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmer's Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if a quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and those features include our mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast. That's M as in mobile. freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is a big sponsor of Free Talk Live. They've been our longest running sponsor, big sponsor of all things Liberty. And they'll handle your accounts receivable, whether it's collections, early out billing. They even purchase charged off receivables. And their employees are trained in respecting your customers and resolving issues for them. They're not the kind of collections company that goes out there and threatens or tells lies or anything like that. So they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so 800-259-9231, experimentation going on across the world. United Kingdom is where the news is coming out of, where the last 3 years has been going on secretively. Scientists are looking into modifying humans and animals and combining them together and attempting to, well, they say, solve some of the world's problems, cure diseases and such. Who knows what's going to come out of this? And, of course, the ultimate question is, how do you feel about it? Not that you can do anything about it, as was pointed out before. Sure, I suppose you could lobby your governmental representative to ban all such activities, but odds are good you're not going to be able to ban it from the entire world because people out there are interested in doing stuff like this. But nonetheless, it is still an interesting thing to think about and to discuss and to collect opinions on.
Our world's changing. It's going to change more quickly, not more slowly, and that's just the reality of it.
And I think tonight we've had a nice variety of opinion on this particular issue. As we continue here with your thoughts, let's go to Max in St. Pete, listening to WFLA. Max, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Max.
Hi. As it happens, I was listening along with my Labrador Retriever also, and both of us were a little confused. We're trying to figure out what your thinking is on this. Now, the crux of your program is folks of all descriptions should be free.
Yeah, anybody, that's my belief system, is that human beings who are peaceful should be able to live life as they want to, as long as they don't harm somebody else.
They certainly desire freedom. It seems to be a human condition.
And you support that. You advocate that.
I do advocate freedom for humans.
Yes, I advocate freedom for humans as well.
Well, how about these folks who are being developed in a laboratory who are, in some part or some sense human? Are they free? Are they allowed to survive and grow up and say, I'll see you later, Professor. I'm trotting out to McDonald's now. I'll be back later.
I think this is interesting. First off, what's proposed in this story is essentially, the mixing of genetic material and things like that. It's likely that you wouldn't have anything that would come.
There's no creature thus far.
But I think that if a being is sentient, and I really wonder what the criteria for deciding that is, then, and I don't know, I'm not going to propose to know that. I think that creature, if that creature desires, it claims for itself the right to be free, then that creature should have that right, I guess.
But what if it can't speak?
Then that's a real problem,
express.
Right? Like, I think maybe dolphins, chimpanzees, maybe even dogs, maybe cows and pigs, I don't know. Maybe these things do fit into this category, and
I think they do. The definition of sentience is the condition or character capacity for sensation or feeling. And anybody that has had a dog or a cat knows that they must have feelings.
I think
that's what my dog says, yes. But the difference here is we're creating people. We're creating things.
Well, you're creating chimeras. You're creating chimeras, which are mixtures of humans and animals. So they're not really humans, and they're not really animals
either. At what point are they not human? If they're 90%... If they're 90% human and 10% Labrador Retriever, are they human?
I think these are some of the ethical issues that we will be presented with over time. We're not there yet, but over time, you're right. People are really going to have to consider these things, and I'm glad you brought them up.
Well, see, that's what I'm not clear on. It seems as though you are advocating the development of a class of humans or near humans who are not free. They are, in fact, confined to a laboratory. Someone else will decide if they live, if they die, if the experiment continues. And if they grow to maturity and have sentience, then they will know they're not free.
Well,
they will not be allowed to skip out and go to the beach or run out to McDonald's.
Obviously, it would depend on who's running the laboratory and what their particular viewpoint is, clearly. And I think this is where it comes back to, ideally, we should have the marketplace deciding these things. So, for instance, right now you've got governments that are funding research like this. And if the market were funding research like this, then hopefully compassionate people like yourself and others in the market would refuse to fund these organizations that are doing the sort of testing that they find detestable, whereas, maybe you would give your money to the scientists to understand that these are sentient beings and that they should be treated with respect like that. But all that said, it's a tough line to draw, too, because if you look at it, like I had a kitty, Mr. Ravage, and, you know, he's a very smart kitty. He could do lots of tricks. I trained him to do many, many tricks. He's very intelligent. But the reality is Mr. Ravage is a prisoner. He's a prisoner in my home, and I keep him, you know, I kept him there. I fed him, but you feed prisoners, too, and I treated him nice.
He wasn't part human. He wasn't 0.9% human. He wasn't 0.87%.
I'm just saying I understand where you're coming
from. I'm not advocating for the imprisonment of partially human creatures. I don't know where you've heard me. I'm not advocating.
Well, you're advocating. Yeah, let's go ahead and do this.
Oh, I'm only saying that there's nothing you can do about it.
We don't know who we're developing. I don't understand.
I did not say go ahead and imprison people.
I'm not even saying go ahead and create anything.
You said go ahead and do these experiments, and my impression is that these creatures, if they are allowed to survive...
But we're not talking about that. See, maybe that's what you've misunderstood thus far. We're not talking about creatures. We're talking about genetic material. We're talking about sperm. We're talking about eggs. We're talking about...
Maybe I have a misconception there. Why would they fertilize an egg if not to... see what grows out of it.
Well, I'm sure they're going to see what grows out of it, but they're going to see what they can get by fusing these things. I'm no geneticist by any stretch of the imagination.
Do you know that they are not? I mean, if this is going on for several years, do you know that there are not hybrids? Hybrids, to use your terminology.
Max,
not 6 years, 20 years old.
Max, If China or Russia, you pick your least favorite country. I don't know what it is, Max. If New Jersey starts to develop a program where they're making dog people for the purpose of sending out to war, what are you going to do about it? What would you advocate someone do about it?
I'm sorry, if New Jersey starts...
Well, you said New Jersey. Fine. You pick your country, your least favorite, North Korea.
I called hearing about England and hearing about hybrids being developed in England. So that's really what I'm trying to make. What
here.
I'm trying to understand is your conception is an individual allowed to grow and survive once these
I think you bring up a good point. I thank you for the call, Max, at 800-259-9231. We don't have these creatures yet, but presumably it could be possible.
Is it unethical to have killed them, I think is what he's asking. I don't know.
Well, no, he's asking about the idea of having some sort of a creature grow out of these experiments, and then how do you treat it if it's 5% human or 50% human or whatever. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PriceKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PriceKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PriceKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PriceKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
Hardcore Christianity. Dot com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. As always, tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find the features there are free. We've got archives. They go all the way back to late 2006 on the house. You just go click and download. There's no logging in. You don't have to pay any kind of membership fee. You're not forced to look at advertising or anything like that. You just go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. All free for you. Now then, the Free State Project is the reason we made the move from Florida to New Hampshire. People encounter you up here and they, well, why are you in New Hampshire? Well, I made the move because of freedom. I mean, people don't understand why you'd move from Florida to New Hampshire. It's because it's our best chance at achieving liberty in our lifetime, getting together with other like-minded people. And New Hampshire was chosen for a variety of reasons. I mean, no income tax, no state sales tax. There's all kinds of reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the state for the Free State Project.
Open carry, no seatbelt for adults.
Right.
Mandatory seatbelts.
You can go get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire over at freestateproject.org. But really, we only want you moving to New Hampshire if you love the ideas of liberty, if you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others freedom as well to live their lives how they want to. And so if you dig that and you love freedom, go to freestateproject.org. You owe it to yourself to check out this idea because it's more than just an idea. That's what it originally was. 10 years ago in 2001 when the idea was fomented, it was just a concept. But now it's real. Now people are here. Boots, so to speak, are on the ground. Hundreds of people have made the move to New Hampshire thus far as part of the Free State Project. Over 11,000 people are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We want to reach 20,000, so we've still got a little ways to go, and there's still plenty of room to grow here. We need more people here who love freedom sooner rather than later. It's already made a huge difference with lots of people being elected, huge civil disobedience, non-cooperation, media efforts that are unsurpassed in the entire liberty movement. Go and see for yourself, freestateproject.org. As we continue here, I want to get right back to your calls, but I think that Max really brought up an interesting question. And we're not there yet, at least that we know of, no one has released public information that there is such a hybrid or a chimera out there between humans and animals, been crossed and you know, grown to a creature size. We're just dealing what we're talking about earlier. We were talking about mixing, you know, sperm and egg and you know, genetic material essentially together, very small levels. But you know, eventually, theoretically, someone could think that maybe there is a possibility some sort of beast would come out of this. And I think Max's question was excellent. What percentage of human is human? So if you've got a 95% human, 5% dog chimera, you know, does that thing, do you call it a he? Do you call it a she? I mean, do you call that a person? Does it have the same rights? And at what point does it no longer have those rights? Is it when it's, you know, 50%? Is it when it's 30% human? At what point? Who draws that line and why? I think that's kind of an interesting question.
It's an interesting question.
And those are some of the moral questions and ethical questions that are going to come up as this kind of research advances. Now, some would say that it's just not possible to create these things, that this is always going to stay in the petri dish level, and that they're just using this for experimentation as far as finding cures and such, that you couldn't possibly have a living beast that would survive for very long that was mixed with different genetic material simply because it just won't work. But all that said, if it does? What if it does? And what percentage makes that thing human? What percentage gives that thing the same rights as all the rest of us have?
It seems to me if it can claim rights for itself, then that's...
So then a 95% human, 5% dog thing that can't speak is pretty much screwed then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Language
because it can't speak?
Language is a huge issue.
Because I've had dogs that want to leave my house. Like when I was growing up, we had a dog, and every chance it got, it would get the hell out, and it would run down the street. That dog wanted freedom.
Yes,
right?
It did.
And we kept going after it and you know, taking it back. Whereas my kitty that I was talking about earlier...
This is true with certain people with, say, mental disabilities.
Yeah?
I mean, there's plenty of them. You know, I had a great aunt who had Alzheimer's. That door was left open. She'd be up and down and out the street. That's a human being. Should we be... You know, what are we doing for her safety?
Should you let the Alzheimer's patients wander the streets?
These are questions that people have to kind of come up with solutions for themselves.
I don't think there's an easy answer to this. You know, my cat that I was talking about earlier, Mr. Ravage, if he would get out, which is very rare because he was very happy in his prison, you know, he was indoctrinated to believe that the prison is a good place to be. He was probably right. He might have gotten killed out in the real world. But when the few times he actually got out, he was going to pace down the porch, look around, and go back in. He didn't have to be coaxed to come back inside. He didn't really even want to be outside. But that may be because he was just so sheltered in his little prison that he didn't realize what was out there.
Do you have a point on this? Or you just want to talk about your cat?
Well, my point being that, thank you, Mark. My point being that people that are acclimated into these environments, you know, they maybe they won't even want to be free. In which case, should they be set free at that point, just because they're human? 1-800-259-9231, or because they're 10% human, or whatever. We continue with you and your thoughts. Chris is listening to KMED in Oregon. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Well, I was originally calling just to give you guys kudos on how you guys deal with religious fanatics. I just love listening to you guys' show. You guys are by far the best radio show out there.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts, though.
But I'm a vegetarian, and I don't know. I really don't agree. I mean, I'm interested on the subject of genetic, you know, manipulation and things like that, you know, for a cure of disease and things like that. But as far as food goes, I definitely do not think our food should be messed with. You know, like they use RBSTs and things like that in cows, and it makes their, for dairy cows, and it makes their sexual organs and stuff like that 40% larger.
Do you?
You know,
So what's that mean?
Well, it's just, you know, if these things are having like this big of an effect on humans or on the cows, you know, to what point, you know, is it going to harm a human and stuff like that? And are there even people asking these questions? You know, that and...
I think there's a lot of people asking questions about our food. There's a great deal of them out there. I don't think they have a lot of answers.
Wait, are you suggesting that drinking the cow's milk will make human genitals larger?
Well, no, I mean, I personally still drink milk, but I just try to get it locally and things like that. But I worry about, you know, like RBST milk and you know, what the gentleman earlier was saying about chickens and making them larger. You know, I'm a kind of a documentary buff, and I love to watch them. Mm-hmm. I love to learn about this sort of thing. And, you know, you see these chickens that can barely stand and stuff like that for more than a moment.
Well, chickens don't last long. I mean, they're honestly, 16 weeks or something like that?
And is that their lifespan?
Before they get slaughtered for their breasts. I mean, they're created essentially for breast meat, and larger breasted chickens can't get around as well as sort of your sort of free-range chickens out there, the kind that I have running around at my place. My chickens are like 3 years old. These are the most expensive chickens per pound that you could ever possibly
get. Are you going to eat them at some point?
That's the idea.
You know, I never really have a problem with people eating meat or anything like that. I just personally don't believe in, like, factory farms and things like that. And my biggest issue with it is once you start treating animals and things like that, you know, how much longer is it going to be before they start treating humans like this? And,
well,
you know,
I mean, they already are. Look at the human population that is in a jail cell in this country. It's the highest ratio as compared to, isn't it all nations, Mark, or is it just the Western?
I thought it was like all nations combined, practically.
It's huge. More than China and other places. So there's a lot of humans sitting in cages right now. They don't deserve to be there.
You know, and another thing that I wanted to say, and then you guys can go and boot me off. I just wanted to say that, like, I believe that it's not whether or not, you know, a being is human or whether or not, you know, the being is intelligent. I think it's whether or not the being can feel, like, whether it has a nervous system, whether it can feel pain. Just
well, when you say that, what do you mean? When you say that, what do you mean? As far as, like, should I be letting my cat out? Are you one of those folks that believes that pets are wrong?
Oh, no, I've got a cat, and, you know, he's awesome. I love to watch him kill stuff, too, you know. I think it's cool. It's natural, and I don't like to cut his claws or anything like that.
Chris,
you know,
thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Because there are people out there that believe that it's wrong for you to have pets. That, you know, you are interfering with nature, and you need to let your pets out.
Can't not interfere with nature.
More coming up here. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging. And there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. If you aren't on hold right now, you probably shouldn't bother calling in because we are in the final segment and we will do our best to get to you if you are there. Waiting patiently, joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com where we give you the features for free. Now, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Now, remember, you get everything on the website for free, so this is above and beyond all that. This is if you want to help Free Talk Live, say, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, podcast, and more. Go get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. Amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, Chris is listening to Kate. Wait, did we already take Chris?
I don't know.
Chris, if we already took Chris, then in that case, let's go to Marshall. You'd think I'd be better at this, Mark, by now. Marshall's gone, too. Let's try Logan in Tallahassee, Florida, listening to WFLA. Logan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Logan. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, it's funny you guys were talking about the dog-human hybrids, because I don't know if you guys have heard about the story of the creature that showed up on, I think it was New Jersey, one of the beach shores up there, but it was more dog or human than anything, but it was one of the most freaky-looking things I've ever
creepy.
Seen.
No doubt.
Is this the thing that is on the Drudge Report right now, this kind of... this is from China.
Monster. I think that's what it was.
What's it called?
The Montauk Monster.
The Montauk Monster.
Okay.
Yeah, they apparently did some tests on it, decided that it was a bulldog, but it was somewhat...
When did this happen?
This has been maybe a year, maybe two, I don't know. It's been some time. And, you know, but it was certainly decomposed and weird looking.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, either way, the whole genetically modified human-animal hybrids, that's, honestly, it's all fine. It's just being done extremely irresponsibly. Everything, you know, great or that takes the next step of any kind of science forward is all done in secret, out of the public knowledge. And then we get to find out about it later, you know, all after the fact. And we have no idea how to explain, you know, anything that's going on anymore.
Well, I guess I'm trying to think, would something like this, how would one address that issue? I mean, companies generally do their development in secret because they don't want other companies to come up with their ideas. So, you know, the fact that the government generally funds these things, and the governments are notoriously secret, you know, a la Area 57 or whatever it is. You know, so, I mean, I guess secret developmental programs are nothing new, I guess.
Very true, very true. Well, we need to change our governments then. You know, if our government's in route with everything else, then it needs a change from the top. That'll trickle down. Everything else won't, but...
Well, changing the government isn't going to result in less secrecy as far as a company trying to keep its development secret. I mean, that's not... Changing the government might stop certain developments that are possibly negative down the line, like, you know, killer robots and or killer hybrids or whatever.
Trying to change the government probably won't change the government. I mean, we supposedly elected a guy who ran on transparency that has been the least transparent president to date. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, we can talk about transparency. I don't know that you're ever going to get it.
Well, I've seen transparency with Ron Paul over the past 30 years.
Yeah.
That's one man I can get behind.
There's one man, no doubt. Thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, most people...
One man that will be an octogenarian at the end of his term.
Yeah, most people aren't like Ron Paul that are in politics.
Nope, that's true.
That's why he's one man. Because most people that are in politics are power seekers. They are people who want to wield power over others, who relish the idea of being in control of you and your life. They have new ideas as far as how they can control you. Ron Paul is unique because he wants to let go of you. He wants you to, you know, be able to live your life how you want. And that's why he's not going to win. Because, well, the system can't allow something like that. If he did win, that would be wonderful. And I'm not going to get my hopes up, though.
I kind of felt like Gary Johnson was a good second.
I would say he's a decent second. Let's continue, though, with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Saint, listening in Charlottesville to WCHV in Virginia. Hello, Saint.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
First off, earlier you were talking about Mr. Perfect. That would be Kurt Hennig. Secondly, you were talking, this whole situation with this whole Island of Dr. Monroe situation that we were talking about with the possible genetically engineered creatures, and you're referring to letting the market decide how things were decided. I have a little bit of a problem with that because, let's be perfectly honest, where a person can be smart, people in general are ignorant, stupid, lazy animals. The thing that I see most likely happening, unfortunately, in that situation, would be these creatures would be bred with a lesser intelligence and turned into a variation of pack animal.
So it's like why would people need to do that? When robots are coming along right now, why would they need to create some subservient man-beast?
I think the robots would be the better idea, but let's look at the nature of human beings. For centuries on end, we've used slaves in one form or fashion all over the world.
Well, I don't understand. Hold on, Saint. I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying that you believe that a centrally controlled scientific research, I guess, setup is the way to go, where some group of bureaucrats decides, or purported experts decides what should be researched and what shouldn't?
No, I'm saying that the people in general would lean more towards the pack animal instinct. They would want that easy way out. Unfortunately, that's the nature of the human beast.
It's something that we're going to have to address. Even if you get robots, at some point you're going to find that artificial intelligence is so intelligent that it's going to mimic or maybe be real intelligence. So...
do they get rights?
Yeah, but yeah. Robot that claims I want rights. I'm not going to get your coffee for you.
Wait, but did I misunderstand? I thought you opened your call by saying that you can't let the market decide these things because it'll make bad decisions and it won't.
He doesn't want the things decided, and because government can't make the decision, but the market can't make the decision. Who could make the decision?
That's the problem. The whole situation. If it was based on the minor distances with, like, stem cell research or, basic genetic medical uses, that's perfectly fine. I have no problem with that at all. But evolving them up to animal, up to human status, that's where you have an issue come into play. These people, these creatures would be intelligent enough, but they'd be used improperly.
Well, so if they're used improperly, one thing that's true throughout sort of human history is slaves are not as good a worker. They are not nearly as productive as a free man is. And it's one of the reasons that governments have developed over time this kind of limited slavery that we live under as opposed to the sort of chattel slavery that has existed in the past. I mean,
which is why I mentioned the possibility of breeding them with lesser intelligence, where you said a creature that doesn't know well enough to be free isn't going to require freedom. Well,
you may not even
freedom.
Need lesser intelligence. You may just need to develop a more docile human, in which case, why wouldn't the powers that be just develop a human that is more docile
isn't
and
that why
breed
we have
out a desire for freedom?
Isn't that why we have government schools, is to breed docile, obedient humans?
No.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years and years and years.
Right. I don't know about you, man, but I trust scientific research to the free marketplace far more than I would trust it to government people, wouldn't you?
Well, I agree entirely, Barrett.
Okay. All right, good.
I'm saying using it for medical treatment, using it for possible advancement of humanity. Like, for example, if you find the longevity gene in the tortoise that lets it live a couple hundred years, that could be used on humans to increase our lifespans and make them more efficient and productive years. Same thing with stem cell, if you get my drift.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I must have misunderstood him in the very beginning of this call.
He's just pointing out that there's problems all around.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. There will be challenges, but there always have been, and we've overcome many of them.
And people get along remarkably well for what all the concerns are. I mean, you know, people, there have been a lot of hand-wringers for all the sort of societal things that we've gone through.
Naysayers.
You know, whoa, my goodness, you can't have black people living with white people. My God, they'll marry and have sex. You can't have that.
Let's get Captain Ned here in Florida for the final thoughts of the show tonight. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark and Ian. Fantastic monkey-themed show tonight. And I think Charleston Heston, I got to get that in, would agree with me and the parachute guy that this show has just been very unpredictable. And it's like if you're in a cage with a chimpanzee. Well, to answer your question, whether I'd rather go up against a machine or a chimp, 200-pound chimp, I'd rather go up against a 200-pound desktop than be in a cage with a 200-pound chimp, sharing a peaceful Florida orange 1 second, and 2 seconds later not have a place to put that orange. You know, I might outweigh both those things, but I'll take my chance with the machine.
Thanks for the call, Ned. Appreciate hearing from you. And we are out of time. I don't even know what he said.
But chimps are incredibly strong creatures.
We'll
and
see you tomorrow
sure
night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and safes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.